We do things together as this family. If you'll look in your bulletin and your sermon notes, today's title is Sold Out Servant. Everybody reaches this point in their life where they have an encounter. And it's at different points in your life. You may be 7 years old or you may be 70 years old when you have this encounter, and there's no turning back. Everybody in the body of believers, in Christ's family, every one of his sons and daughters have this moment where you make that choice and you're sold out to serve. Galatians 6, 9 through 10 says, do not become weary. Crystal, what did the Lord tell you yesterday? Do not become weary in doing good. Do not grow weary, because at the proper time, you will reap a harvest. The first fill-in is a servant's heart is a gift. The gift of service, it is a spiritual gift. It is something that God gives us that we should cherish, but not to keep to ourselves. When we serve Christ, when we serve God, how do we do that? Anybody? When you serve God, what are some of the ways that you can serve God? By serving others, by giving, by getting downstairs and cooking, by getting out and spreading the gospel, by grabbing a wheelchair for somebody in need, by praying for each other, by being Jesus' hands and feet to someone else. We all, you have Jesus in spirit, but to each other, we can be Jesus in flesh, in hands and feet, in action. Question, and I want everybody to think about this. Does my lifestyle, does my countenance, and does my face reflect my beliefs? When somebody passes me at the grocery store on a Wednesday night, because anybody that knows me knows that by Wednesday night, I am completely hit. I have ran from Sunday to Wednesday nonstop, and by the time step studies and choir practice, poor Judd has to see me cry every Wednesday night. I am just spent. If somebody were to pass me on a Wednesday night in the aisle at Shop and Save, would they see Jesus? I don't know. Probably not, and I have to admit that. I have to be real. It's because life gets in the way and we get tired. But when I pass somebody, if I go somewhere and I am the only Bible that somebody reads, are they ever going to know Jesus? If I'm the only word that somebody experiences, will they know Christ? If we want them to see what Christ will do for them, we have to let them see what Christ has done for us. And that's hard, right? That's not always easy. It's not always in our face. It's not always in our actions. It's not always in our words. That song we sang this morning, let them see you and me. Let them hear you when I speak. Is that the case? And that's what we constantly have to ask ourselves, to serve others. So let them see what Christ has done for us. There's a quote by Emerson that I just love. It says, what you are speaks so loudly that the world can't hear what you say. So I'm going to repeat that. What you are speaks so loudly that the world can't hear what you say. You know, there's that saying of people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I've experienced so many people in my life that I've come across that within just a few minutes I realized that they were the real deal. That you can just, you encounter someone and you see that light of Christ in them. It's the coolest thing ever. I want to read from John 13, but I'm actually going to start back at verse 4. This was the evening meal. This was the Last Supper that Jesus had, okay, with the disciples. It says, he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. If you go on down to verses 13 and 14, it says, "You call me teacher and Lord, rightly so, for that's what I am. But now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Also, over in verses 34 and 35, "A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." It's that whole idea of being love. Sometimes I'm not the best at that. But the coolest thing is that we have Jesus as an example. Jesus is an example of perfect love. In verses 3 and verses 11, it tells us that Jesus knew. Does anybody see that? Jesus knew what was about to happen. Jesus knew he would be betrayed. Jesus knew that he was going to die for each and every one of us, and he did it anyway. He did it anyway. It didn't matter who was a sinner or what their sin was. He did it anyway, and he would have done it for each and every one of us, and he would do it again if it were just for Foster, or just for Diane, or just for Eddie. Christ would do it again, that perfect love. But even though he was their teacher and ahead of them, and they were accountable underneath his teaching, he got down, he took off his outer clothes, and what did he wrap around his waist? His towel. So pick up Jesus' towel. Serve one another. This is mission month. This is getting out there and spreading the word. We can do good deeds, but it's about God searching our heart and our motives and why we're doing them and our heart being right. We are to love. We are to be Jesus. And we have the perfect example. It's right here. Right here. Christ died while we were still sinners. And those places, the video that we played during the offering today, the bars and the streets and all those places that, you know, that we don't want to go into or to be associated with, that's where Jesus spent most of his time. And he loved those people. I love in the video when he's talking to the girl, and you think about the woman in the sand, the adulterous woman, and all those people that are condemning her. And you know how he says, "You without sin can throw the first stone." When he's writing in that sand, I always kind of wonder what he's writing. Of course, in my head, I'm a little ignorant sometimes, and I think up all kinds of stories. I just imagine what he's writing in that sand. But I love in the video where it says, he grabs her hand and he's like, "I'll stay in the dirt with you." Jesus got down in the dirt. He got his hands and feet dirty. He got in the game. Has anybody ever heard of Kyle Eidelman? He wrote a book called Not a Fan. I'm not endorsing one way or the other, but this book made a difference in my life of, you go to a football game. You stay in the stands and you cheer. You're a great fan. You can paint your belly. You can paint your face. You can scream with the horn. Or are you down on the sidelines and getting dirty with the team? Are you a fan or are you a follower? That's what I want us to ask ourselves today. Am I just a fan of Jesus? Will people know what I believe in my actions? Will people know what Christ has done for us when they see us and who we are? And how we portray ourselves to others when we reach out, when we serve one another, but not just the homeless, not just the people at the mission, not just the people anywhere, but the people in our church, God's people, our brothers and sisters, that family. It's all about serving one another, whether that's inside or outside these doors. Is giving back. If Christ can die on the cross for us, that is the biggest symbol. That's cool. This is the symbol of service. This towel is, not this towel, but Christ's towel is the symbol of service and of loving one another. And what he did in humbling ourselves and getting down on his knees to say, I love you, I will serve you, and I will honor Christ by serving you. Not just the people we look up to, but the people that look up to us, or the people that are very unlovable sometimes. We all know those people and have those people in our lives that are very hard to love. There may be things that you don't agree with in somebody's life. But a sin is a sin is a sin. And I know that I sin every single day. I know that I will be in a program until the day that I die. But we serve one another, and we love one another, and we encourage one another. Christ got down so that he could lift his disciples up. And then he said, go, love each other. That's how they will know that you love me, is because of how you love one another. So I just want to encourage you today that when you're in the store, when you're in the going down the street, when you run into somebody at Sheetz or anywhere like that, ask yourself, do they see you in me? Will they see you in me? How can I serve you through people today? I think that that's a question that we could ask ourselves every day. Will they see you in me? All right, we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, thank you so much for this service. Thank you so much for your word and for sending your son Jesus for the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for the ultimate example of humility and service. We love you so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask the deacons to come forward.